G'day, Audio Boo. Ian here on the faithful little Zoom H1. Thought I'd just step outside on this Easter Monday evening and have a little chat to you guys. A couple of things I want to do. I actually want to see how it goes uploading this file from the SD card that's in the H1 onto my iPad, because I want to make sure that it works. Might have to download another app to do that if I need to, because I might need to do that in a couple of days' time when I'm using my iPad, because I might be filling my SD card up with all sorts of awesome audio, because I'm off on Thursday morning at some stupid hour to go to the Do Lectures. The Do Lectures are happening at Payne's Hut, which is in the middle of bloody nowhere in Victoria. And it's going to be frigid. It's in the high country. It's about 2,500 feet. And currently overnight here in Brisbane, it's a pleasant 15 or so degrees. But there at Payne's Hut, it's going to be about zero. They had frost last night and everybody said, watch out, guys. It's going to be cold. Bring your gear with you. For those people down in Melbourne and Victoria, that's not too bad, but for little old Ian in Brisbane, that's a bit harsh. So I'm going to be down there in a couple of days' time, but what's exciting me about it is I'm going to the Do Lectures. Now, if you haven't heard of the Do Lectures, it's something that I heard about a couple of years ago when Ross Hill went to the ones in Wales. And I got to know Ross because he came to Brisbane and stayed with me for a couple of days, good few years ago. Lovely, lovely young guy who is one of the sharpest heads on shoulders that I've ever come across. So he went along to them and I follow him online and I kept a bit of an eye on it. And I also noticed that Audio Boo's own documentary, aka Christian Payne, also has been to the last couple, putting out all sorts of wonderful content. And I've been steeping myself deep in the world of documentaries, Audio Boos, from the last couple of years. He went to the Do Lectures in Wales at For Forest, spelled with two F's up the front, that's why it's For Forest. And he put a huge amount of content out. And Audio Boo's own MC Fontaine packaged it all up into a nice little compile. So over the weekend, I've been listening intently to all the machinations of what the Do Lecture's about. Not so much to get a grasp of what it's about, because, hey, good Audio Boo listener, if you want to know what they're about, I really struggle to express what the Do Lectures are about, because I'm not really quite sure. It seems to be a retreat where everybody's going to go out into the bush. So if you're used to five-star hotel accommodation, forget that, people. We're all going to be camping in tents, really good tents, I believe, with it's off ground and with stretches and sleep, good quality bedding, and should be comfortable. And if it rains, we'll be fine. And they're going to have all sorts of situations to keep us... The police are just driving past me slowly going, what's that dodgy dude doing? Got to watch out for those fellas. Yeah, funny how it goes. Anyway, there's going to be a whole lecture series, and it'll be some amazing talks, I believe, from all sorts of people who do all sorts of things and who... stretching, attempting to achieve things, achieving things, have achieved things, everything I imagine, from makers to bakers, from painters to medical people. I'd imagine we'll be meeting all sorts of people doing all sorts of things in interesting and insightful ways. There's already been a good few Do Lectures done. Like I said, Wales has had a couple of events now, and I know that they've had one in the US, at least one, and it's Australia's turn. So I managed to get myself along to it. And after listening to three or so hours of Christian in his compile that Mark put together, I'm starting to get a little bit excited. It is only a couple of days away. And I look forward to capturing a few stories while I'm at it. So this weekend I've sort of been corralling a bit of my kit, thinking about what I need. Getting a new windsock, a new dead kitten, I suppose, for the top of my H1 here. Because unfortunately I lost my redhead. I was really sad about that, and I managed to get some furry fabric, and I got a friend to sew it up for me today. But I've been getting all my kit together because I want to be able to generate a little bit of content while I'm at the Do Lectures, very much in a similar sort of style that I did a bit over 12 months ago when my daughter Sabina and I went to Canberra on a bit of a junket that I managed to get us on. It's good fun. It's good fun generating all that social media content, and I'm quite looking forward to it. So this weekend has been a little bit of that, and dealing with some family issues. My elderly parents have caused a few dramas for me, so I've had to do a bit of running around, catching up with them, dealing with some illnesses of the aging that required a little bit of my attention. So while I've been doing some of that, I've had the opportunity to sit down and listen to all this audio, which was really quite good. And what's been really also very, very nice this weekend is just having 4 days off. Been going hard lately with the cycling to work and putting in the fairly big physical days. It's been nice just to ease off for 4 days. And even though I've had all this running around to do, it's at least it hasn't been hardcore physical activity, so it's been really quite nice. So much so, I'm looking forward to getting back on the bike tomorrow morning and fanging off to work and doing a couple of days. And it's going to be a very short week for me this week. It's only going to be 2 days work, and then I'm out of there. It's funny, they yet again offered me a permanent position, and I was wondering how much extra they'd offer me. No, they're not going to offer, they'll offer me less be permanent, so I'm certainly not interested. But it's I don't want a permanent position. I like the idea that there's no obligation. There is no permanency anyway, is there, people? No. But there is this, what would you say, this paradigm that develops when you are supposedly a permanent employee. I quite like the idea of everybody is relying on everybody doing the right thing every day. And if anybody screws up, well, we then part company. And at least this week, I've got a bit of work. So I'm quite looking forward to heading off to work tomorrow morning. After having this lovely restful week, because actually going to the Do Lectures next weekend won't be restful. Everything I've heard from everybody who's been has said that the last thing it is restful. It's just a wonderful but very, very big experience that leaves you at the end of it a little bit sleep deprived. And I'm really quite looking forward to that. There won't be any Wi-Fi or 3 or 4G connection once I get there, so I'm going to have to basically pull everything together and store it on my devices until I leave. And that's one reason why I want to make sure that this recording that I'm putting on the SD card, I can get it off in case I need to free up some space once I'm there. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to another little adventure in my life. It'll be very, very fun.